Oldie Literary Lunch Recordings presents Helen Lederer talking about her novel Losing It, sponsored by Noble Caledonia.
Afternoon. Wow, I am the new girl. How wonderful. Thank you so much. So, ladies and gentlewomen, because we can be, can't we, sometimes, depending on our hormones, it is a real honour to be invited to the Oldie Literary Lunch. At last, the perks of being 60 started to reveal themselves, otherwise known as a free lunch. Anyway, now, apparently, I just heard you were going to have a celebrity to come on and be the third person on today. But we just heard that Joan Collins has been rushed into hospital to attend the birth of her next husband. So, sorry about that. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, to break it to you. I was just chatting to someone in the ladies earlier, trying to work out if the towels would fold up neatly into my handbag. And she said her husband drove her to drink. And I said, you're lucky, I have to walk. Anyway, as I said, membership at an oldie event does presuppose a certain age, which can be conflicting. You know that thing where you're suddenly too old for Hugh Hefner, but too young for Harry Styles. Anyway, now, I love Simpson. I did a recce Simpson in the Strand, or I like to call it Germany, Lustrand, to appear more European and modern. I'm honoured to be in such great company. Valerie Grove, amazing biographer. Obviously, I would have said Faye Weldon, but luckily, I was on top of it. How many amazing female biographers do you need to change a light bulb? Answer: quite quick, but not quick enough. Answer: none. You've got to leave something for the men to feel good at. Right, testing the water there. And Ferdinand Mount, whose brain is so huge, just as big as his book. I'm in awe. But then I went to an old girls' school where you had to do an IQ test. If it came back negative, you got in. Right. Anyway, I am very excited at the moment because I am still married. It's quite exciting. Yeah, still talking, actually. Past the Canderel, that kind of thing. Well, it's not my my first was with my driving instructor when I was 17. That's private, and don't talk about that. Settlement was adequate. No, my first marriage was when I was 39, and quite a lot of pressure from my parents to get married. In the end, they advertised several times on my behalf in the Filipino Times, and we did try and make it work, actually. We went to Relate. I don't know if anyone's been to Relate. They're brilliant now. They're hand up over there, very nice. I love your bravery, madam. And they see anyone now. In fact, you don't even need a partner. You can just turn up on your own and they lend you one at the door. Anyway, so she sat us down and she said, okay, what do you like about each other? And then to break the silence, she said, what don't you like? Well, we only had an hour, obviously, to mention a few minor points about dress sense, personal hygiene, friends, family. We had to wait to the following week before I could open up more fully. He'd say things like, I'd like to make love with you really badly. And I'd say, you just have. Anyway, in the end, she suggested that we go for a trial separation. And, you know, it went so well as a trial. Yeah. We decided to go full steam ahead and go for a full-blown estrangement. So at least we ended on a high. So to celebrate, I went to my best friend's divorce party. She threw it, he paid for it, that kind of thing. And they suggested I go on the internet. Now, I don't know if anyone goes on the internet, because it's quite good, because it's instant then. You get instantly disillusioned as opposed to the normal 2 months. Anyway, so we ended up with a date at the summer exhibition. Got in cheap because it was winter and they were refurbishing. Anyway, nothing happened. Just bought a couple of postcards to pull status. I think it was Matisse. Anyway, and a couple of days later, the phone rang. And this voice said, how would you like to come to Paris for a dirty weekend? And there was a silence. And the voice said, I'm sorry, I have a shock to you. And I said, God, no, I was just panicking. Anyway, got to Paris, quite romantic. I say quite, because I do find it quite difficult to get aroused. I mean, a man naked except for a pair of socks is a repellent sight. And then it's worse when they take them off because you get that elasticity pattern around the ankle. It's not good. And he commented on the size of my caesarean scar. And I had to say, no, it isn't one, it's just this slips a bit tight. Anyway, I love showbiz. I'm still on the list of people to be asked, a bit like you, Valerie, actually, to be asked to come and draw a raffle at a moment's notice because at a charity lunch, it's really exciting. One minute you might be queuing for your oven chips in Sainsbury's, and the next year at the Woman of the Year lunch, calling out raffle tickets because Vanessa Feltz got stuck in a helicopter. Actually, that's true. A helicopter got stuck in Vanessa Feltz. No, we're friends. We're friends on Facebook. So obviously I've never met her. One thing has remained constant, my cruise work. Thankfully, I've stopped working the docks now, and they've put me in an actual ship. I'm with P&O for after-dinner speaking, or as my agent calls it, embittered career ranting. It's a pity they kept that in the brochure. But anyway, the speeches don't have to be particularly erudite because the audience normally asleep. So just juggle my beta blockers. Anything brightly coloured keeps them alert. Anyway, I'm trying to work out. I have probably been talking about an hour, so I'll cut the next bit. And it's because it's quite rude. But anyway, after I did a certain programme, it went mad. I was suddenly asked to fly out to Italy to do the end of Celebrity Coach Trip. It's probably a programme you'll watch, I am suspecting, because no one would sit next to Michael Barrymore on the coach. Suffice it to say, we got very close on the bends. he's no longer gay. Or I am. Then I was asked to do MasterChef for all the people who'd lost in the first one. I don't know if you see MasterChef there. Football terms, it'd be called the playoffs. But at least on MasterChef, you get to poison the jumped-up greengrocer who presents it. I don't know. You know the bald one with no neck? Yeah? A bit like a lava lamp. Yeah? Fun to look at, but not all that bright. Anyway, and it was weird because after you've lost, say if you've lost, you have to, they had to say, could you just say you're gutted? And I said, well, I'm okay about it. I said, no, just say you're gutted. Well, actually, okay. No, just say you're gutted and then walk and take your apron off. So people had to say, I'm gutted, I'm really gutted, then walk. The non-actors couldn't do it. They couldn't say they were gutted and walk. And anyway, we were there all night. So people are always asking me what it's like to be an AbFab. You know, do you go around to each other's houses all the time? And I say, yes, I do. Not when they're in, obviously, because I'd be stalking. But I love June Whitfield. She's recently advertised one of those Stana stairlifts that go up so fast she can still remember what she's going up for when she gets there. I haven't seen that. It's absolutely brilliant. But anyway, you've got to keep going, haven't you? You've got to keep going, which is why I finally decided to write my novel, Losing It, in the privacy of my own home, in the peace and quiet, apart from a rather vocal new phenomenon that's just been invented by Next Door's Yummy Mummy group, militant branch. It's called a play day. I don't know if you've heard of those. So they didn't have them in my day. This is where children are dropped off in a group, only when I'm writing, obviously, and then told to scream until collection. That's fine. Anyway, I branded my novel Midlit. It's good to brand things, as opposed to Chicklit. Chicklit, I suspect, is not one of your favourite genres, Ferdinand. But Chicklit is where young people have sex a lot and live in flats, whereas Midlit is where women still wear their own veneers. Yeah, okay, that was funny. I'm wearing my mortgage in my mouth. It's just a pity you can't see them. Teeth are very small. Anyway, so... Midlit. Losing It is about an entirely fictitious heroine, me, who is in debt, divorced and desperate, and she's about to lose her house to the bailiffs when she's offered the chance to trial a herbal diet pill. She's promised 20 grand if she can lose 3 stone in 3 months. Obviously, it's more interesting than that. But in the book, she has to lose weight. That's one of the elements. And I've done everything in that book because I used to write for a magazine called Woman and Home, as opposed to Woman Without Home, obviously, it's a woman with home. And one of them was to have a colonics, quite an interesting, I'm glad I'm doing it after the coffee. And be amusing in 400 words about that. So I stole that for chapter 11, just cut to chapter 11 if you want the gags. Anyway, can I say, you have been a marvellous audience, been a real education. I love the oldie, I would say that. It's a wonderful mix of tradition and, well, tradition really, it's like, so if I ever need to steam clean a tapestry or renovate a ballroom or get my veneers insured while I'm on Madeira for an away break, I know where to look. I'll never be asked back. Thank you so much for inviting me. Enjoy the rest of the afternoon.
The Oldie Magazine Recordings. Noble Caledonia, proud sponsors of the Oldie Literary Lunches. This is a Radio Gorgeous production for the Oldie 2015.